Good morning, Cornerstone. How we doing today? All right. We are going to be focusing on gratitude and thankfulness and thinking about what God has done. This is the last Sunday in 2024. So it's kind of a pivot Sunday where we get to think about this past year and look ahead to this next year. And hopefully what's going to come up in your hearts as you think about those things is gratitude and thankfulness and praise. Because God has been faithful. He's been faithful over this past year. He got us through a crazy election year, right? And he has been faithful. He's faithful in our individual lives. He's faithful over the world. And so we want to remember his faithfulness, and as we think about the future, and some of us have anxiety and fear and what's going to happen, we can remember God's faithfulness in the past, and that can give us confidence and hope as he will be faithful in the future. We got a special testimony today that you get to hear. We got my dad, he's going to be sharing a message, and so I'm thankful that over Christmas week I could take a little bit of time off because I didn't have to prepare a message. So I'm going to be singing with joy and thankfulness with a slightly weak throat because I got a little bit of a cold. But you guys can compensate. You can sing louder to make up for that. And we're going to start with promises, thinking about the God of Abraham and the God of our lives. It's the same God. He's been faithful through all generations. So can you rise to your feet and sing about the faithfulness of God? Through the ages, God of Abraham, you're the God of covenants, faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you'll do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain. You speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting sun, I will praise your your faithfulness to me. Oh, 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 oh. Though the seasons change, you remain the same. God, from age to age, though the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Yeah. History can prove there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I'll remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness. The setting, same, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. Oh, 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 oh. Your faithfulness never runs out. Amen. Never runs out. Oh, 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 oh. My anchor to the ground, my hope and for foundation. He'll never let me down.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
pardon for sin and a peace that endureth.
Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth.
Thy omnipresence
to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen. Those two songs are basically the same. Just one was written recently and one was written a long time ago. He is still faithful, and we can still write songs and sing songs about that. We're going to sing another. This is a new one that was written in like the 70s probably. But this was requested by my dad because what he's talking about. So some of you, if you grew up in the church, you'll know it. If you haven't, you'll pick it up because it's pretty simple. It's called Give Thanks.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. The Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us.
You got it right? We sing that again.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. The Holy One, give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks.
God, we do. We give thanks to You, especially for what we just sang about, because He's given Jesus Christ His Son.
God, we can have all kinds of things going on in our lives, things going wrong, things going right, pain, hurt, celebrations. We can have all kinds of ugly things going on in our lives, and yet this is still true, that God gave his son for us so that at the end of the day, it is well with my soul. God, thank you for your faithfulness, for the chance to just join with generations who've sung some of these songs, and then to start new generations and sing new songs. Singing is a great gift from you that we get to give back to you, and you love it when we do. You love it when we sing to you. So God, I pray that you've received our offerings, our offerings of song, our offerings from our hearts. And God, if anybody here hasn't really given any of their heart to you yet today, God, I pray by the end of the day they will. So God, thank you that you take us right where we are. You love us as we are, and you move us to this place where you're bringing us as the amazing artist that you are. Thank you for creating all of these masterpieces that are in this room and that we're all still in process. May we be gracious with each other in that process and be a blessing in the process. Thank you, God, for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you guys for joining us today. We are kind of a full house today. People coming in have to find some seats. That's good. That's good. So we have a question of the day, and you can go deep, you can go light, however you want to go with this. How have you seen God work in your life in 2024? And think about that for a second. Maybe you come up with something right off the bat, but God has been faithful. So greet somebody there. I'm sure there's somebody here you don't know their name, so introduce yourself. Kids third grade and under are welcome to go downstairs for Children's Church at this point if they would like. Everybody else, say hello to somebody, and we'll be back in just a minute.
You guys, you're having way too much fun. We have a special guest today. I'm going to be speaking, but I've asked someone from that I met in Saucony Cross to come and share her testimony. We're talking about giving thanks, thanking God for what he's done in this past year and looking forward to what he's going to be doing. And she has a great testimony about that. So this is Maven Mitchell. And she'd just like to share a few minutes with you before the message. So Maven, if you'd come on up. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome. Yeah. Okay.
Love your outfit.
I dressed just for this thing. So anyway, I'm here to share my blessings with the congregation. And I've always had these blessings, but over my life I never saw what they really were. They were always there. And as I get older, they come to me. And I thought, oh my goodness, I had all these things happen. And now I know what they were and what they are. I was so grateful. And now the title of my testimony is I Can See Clearly Now. So, I had a lot of things happen in my life, but in the end, the results were always good. And I had someone break into my apartment when I was young. They had a rifle. I know what they were there for. It was very scary. But something inside of me, I was very quiet. And I said something that was strange for that incident, but I was totally unscathed. Nothing happened. A blessing. Because if I didn't do what they wanted, they could have killed me. So that was the first one. And finally, I said to the person, I don't even know who it was, I said, you know what? I see your face. You're kind of cute. I didn't see his face. He had a mask on and gloves and a hat. And I think, where did that come from? I think it came from the Holy Spirit to say that. And I guess I scared the guy when he heard the word, "I see your face." He got up, he got his rifle, and he said, "Do you have any money?" I said, "Let me see." I had 3 bucks in my purse from shopping. And he said, "I'll take it." So he goes to leave. I thought, oh, good. That's the real blessing that I look back and had. So I said, "I'm going to walk you to the door now." So he goes behind me. See, I was very quiet, and I didn't react. Now I was angry, and I said very firmly to him, "You are going to walk in front of me. I'm walking you to the door." Because I thought, I must be nuts if he's going to be behind me with a rifle. And he listened, and he left. Oh, thank God again. That was a blessing. And he's walking down the steps, and I always have a silly sometimes to do. And when he left, and I knew he was gone, I had a welcome out front of my door. So you know what I did with it, don't you? He must have thought he was welcome. I took it, and I threw it away. So that was that story. And then I called the detectives. They came, and they had mug shots. I don't know who it was, and that's okay. But I came all out of that. Then I was driving down 724 to go to my job that morning. It was early, and there was no one on that highway there. I looked. Next thing you know, I hit black ice, and my car was going, rrr. I felt like I was in a merry-go-round, and it was spinning, and it wouldn't stop. I never had that experience. And next thing you know, from the road that was empty, comes a car up out of nowhere. And it happened to be a person I went to school with when I was young. He knew me and I knew him. So what he did was he pushed the car for me off to the gravel because I ended up on the oncoming traffic facing. So that was another blessing. What's the chances of seeing somebody you knew when you're in grade school and they appear? Another blessing. And then I lost a good job in 2011. And I never collected unemployment, but I could then. And I ended up getting a lot of money from it. I was shocked. And that was another blessing. And then when I ran out of the unemployment, and if you don't work, they don't fill the bank back up. So I ran out of it, and then I got poor. And I never remember saying to anybody, "I'm poor." So when it ran out, I got poor and started Social Security. Then I got cancer. And I am now clean for 11 years and 2 months. I know. Thank you. And I got the oncologist I got. I was fortunate with that too and blessed. He is the medical director of the cancer center. And a lot of people wanted him. I was lucky to get him. And I see him every 6 months, and I always get these good reports. And there, when I leave any place where I got tests done for doctors, and they're fine, the first thing I do before I leave that parking lot, I sit in my car and I say, "Thank you, dear God, again for another blessing." He deserves that praise. He does. And then when I was in the hospital getting that operation for that cancer, I was on a litter. There was 4 in my side, 4 across from me. And I looked across, and I was getting ready to be released. And what do I see straight ahead? The crucifix with the Lord on it. It touched me so much, you have no idea. When I saw that, this thought came in my head, and I'm going to tell you what it was. How dare I worry about this little operation I had today? Because look what the Lord did for me. That overwhelmed me when I saw him on the cross. And then I thought, I shouldn't even worry about this dumb stuff. You know, that's how I felt then. So that was another one. Then, and I was lucky like I said, to get the medical director of the cancer center, because other people were out there in line to check out. And I heard him say, yeah, I wanted this doctor, and he's so busy, I can't get in. I thought, boy, and he's the top dog. And I was so glad I got him. So then after that, money started coming to me. That was after I said to people I knew, I'm poor. My one girlfriend, my lifer friend, since I'm 12, she called me up. She says, hey, I'm going to send you a check for $700. And I thought, well, what? She said, and it's not a loan. I said, but she said, so you can pay those last three bills off that you have. I said, but no, I'm paying them on time. I made agreements with them all. I really didn't need that money from her. And she said, well, just don't worry about it. And she said, I said, but I don't owe that much to those three bills. She said, well, take the rest of the $700, and it was almost $150. She said, just go have yourself a big dinner. I thought, well, with that leftover money, I could have invited a couple people and had a party. I mean, I really didn't need all that rest of that money, but I took it, and that I couldn't believe, see, when things I see that come, that came, that I can't kind of believe, but they're really true, that's when I get that big smile on my face and I light up, because I have the knowing that's another little blessing. So then after that happened, then another friend of mine started sending me checks for $75 every couple weeks. I mean, how amazing. Oh, geez. And so I got that. Then, so that was amazing, really amazing. And then I had a wash machine portable that I bought, and I got a warranty on it. I usually never get warranties on anything. And I needed two little parts. I needed a new hose and a new gadget to hook it to the sink. So I called the warranty up, and the guy said, I'm sorry, ma'am, but those are not covered under the warranty. He said, you can buy them in a hardware store. I said, yes, sir, but I don't have the money to buy them. Well, he came out and he said to me, I'll tell you what, I'm going to send you a check for the whole amount you paid, and you can still keep the wash machine. And I thought, is this true? I'll believe it when I see it. It came. He paid for the whole thing, and that was it. Now, what are the chances of that? When you have warranties places, they're really fussy with them. If you try to get money, they'll find excuses sometimes. And I thought, wow, that was so simple. Yeah. So that was another blessing. Then I lost my son when he was 24 years old. He unfortunately had an addiction, a disease, and I grieved that child the whole time, watching it progress. Finally, he got run over on a bypass after he got a fix, and he got killed. And he was 24, and then I grieved him again when he actually got killed. But I grieved him while he was going through it, because I had a gut feeling again he wasn't going to make it. Not that I wished it. And I thought, one of these days, I'm going to get a phone call. And I did. And that's what happened. Then I grieved again. And it wasn't easy. But then I looked at it, after grieving a lot, in a different light. I thought, you know what? In a way, it's a blessing for him and his disease. Now he doesn't have to worry about getting thrown out from a job, an apartment, because he was late with rent. It's done. He's in a better place. And then after I grieved a couple times long, I thought, and it's a blessing for me in a way, now I don't have to wait for that call anymore. And I don't mean to sound like I didn't care. I cared a lot. But I used the Lord in a theory to help me. And then one day I got this voice in my head. I always say that's the Holy Spirit coming through me to guide me. And I said to myself, I was talking to myself, and I said, you know what? I can't help he died. I had nothing to do with that. I'm the one that's left, and I'm still alive. I need to go on with my life. So, and then I will never have any grandchildren. And that's really sad for me. Because I love little kids. And so then I joined a program that Alvernia University sponsored called Foster Grandparent Program. So now when I was at school every day with the little kids, they used to walk by the table and they'd say, "Grandma, hi, Grandma. You would have thought I won an Emmy on a red carpet." They kept running to me, and I had three rows of kids hugging me. They loved me, and I felt it. And I thought, isn't that amazing, too? I grieve not having any grandchildren of my own. But then all these years later, I got loads of them. So isn't that something? Yes. And I enjoyed it. And this one little boy would walk past me. I would take him out one-on-one to teach him. And this one little boy, every time he'd see me, if it wasn't with me to get teached, he'd say, "Grandma, I love you." The tears started to flow. And I thought, I don't want him to see me cry. He might think he said something wrong. And I didn't want to hurt his feelings. But it really was in my heart. So then I gave that up. And then I got a phone call from the vet. I owed money to them, was making payments. And they said, "Somebody here came and paid the rest of your bill off, and they want to remain anonymous." See, all these things were happening. And amazing. And then on Mother's Day, I was very sad. So I went to the Dollar Tree, and there's this man standing at the end of the row. And he had a little religious tract about the Bible, little thing. And he stood there and he handed it to me. And then he said, "Happy Mother's Day." And he gave me a hug. Because I was in a very bad place when I went there. And all of a sudden, there was someone there to comfort me. Now, what are the chances of that happening? Then this person gave me a hug. And I said to him, because he was religious, because he gave me that information. And I said, "You know what? Today, this was supposed to happen. We were supposed to meet. There's a reason why this happened." He was a comforter for me because I was very sad. So that's that. And so many things like that happen. And they always end up being in my favor. Okay. And like I said, every time I know that something's happening, I get a little giggly look on my face and I start to smile from ear to ear. And the next thought in my head is, "He did it again. He caused this to happen. Another blessing up above. It came down for me again." So I'm so glad that even though I'm older now, I really finally realized that I've had all these blessings. And I'm sure that when you all leave here today and you go home, maybe you'll look back on your lives and all of a sudden some of those will hit you too. You'll think, "Oh, yeah, I remember this and that." And maybe you'll realize that you've had them too. You just didn't realize them like I did until now. And then also, and that's wonderful. And I just don't want to be afraid to die because I know if I do, you know, from cancer or something coming back, you never know. I'm not going to be scared because I'm going to be going to a better place. I won't have no more sorrow, no more pain. And that's a blessing too. And then my friends would say to me, "How do you know all these things?" And I said, "I don't know." I said, "Things come to me in my mind, and I just say, I have knowings." Yeah, they just come, and they happen. Or I also say to them, instead of saying knowings, I say that something's told me. But I know what that is now. It's the Holy Spirit voicing to me through people in my head to comfort and guide me. And if you're open to that, we all have that. So that's that. And then I guess, well, all those things happened, and I think when I look back, they were really good, a lot of blessings. So when you leave here today, I hope you find some you had, but also, if you all here do believe in Jesus Christ the Lord, you can be sure when you leave that you already had one blessing right now, the day he died on the cross for us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that's it. Yeah. Thank you. You're welcome. I said that. Something's told me I shouldn't have said that, but it's okay. So that was
can I help you down?
Yeah. Okay. You're okay, thanks. Yeah.
Thank you, Damon.
You're welcome.
And you may have noticed in your bulletin there's a place in the notes. The first thing is my blessings in 2024. Maybe God reminded you of a couple things in your life that God has done that you'd like to list down there just to give him thanks and praise. And as you were finishing there, I just thought of 1 John 5:13, which God promises that we know we have a place with him, because he says, "These things have I written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." If you trusted him, if you believed in his name that he's God who saves us, you know you have eternal life, and that's a blessing right there. And so we praise God for that, and praise God for Maven and her testimony. And so let's just ask, thank God for those blessings before we go on. Lord, we do thank you for your blessings and for your the praise that we can give you every day. We thank you, Lord, for your work in our lives, for your protection, for your provision. And we ask, Lord, that you would just teach us this morning from your word that we can praise you all the more for your goodness and glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to start in 1 Thessalonians because that's where it tells us that we should be giving thanks all the time. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verses 16 through 18 says, "Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." He says we should be giving thanks all the time. And you notice some of the things that Maven was being thankful for weren't necessarily the most joyous events in her life. It was God's help and care through it that she was able to praise God for. You know, he says, give thanks in everything. In every kind of circumstance. That's not just the blessings that are happy and joyous, but difficulties as well. I remember just over a year ago, Phyllis and I were driving home from a concert, and that's what happened to our car. Had a head-on collision almost, a sideways collision, totaled the car. We were able to walk away. Praise God that we could walk away. We were about to walk home, and the paramedic said, "You look at your car. You should probably get checked out." So we did. We got checked out, and turns out she had a broken sternum, but they don't do anything for that. She just had to be careful. So God got us through that and took care of us, and the insurance even paid for another car, so we didn't have to worry about that. And we had a great blessing that God gave us getting through that. About a week or so ago, I went to visit a guy in the hospital. I went to the wrong hospital, or actually the wrong door to the hospital, and this huge thing in Reading. So they sent me around to the other side. I went over there and told them where I was going. They sent me to a different room than the first people sent me to. So I went up to that room. It wasn't the right room. So I said, well, where in the world is he? And so I went to the first room that they told me to go to. Got up there, there he was, and we could visit. Turns out, he said, "It's a good thing you didn't come here 10 minutes ago. They were giving me a sponge bath." I said, "Well, I'm glad I missed that. Thank you very much. I didn't really need to see that." And so God delayed me just long enough so that we could have a nice visit. Nobody got embarrassed. It was great. And so God brought me through that and got me a good parking place and all of that so we could take care of that. So God is good all the time. It's good to look back and see some of the things God has blessed you with, whether it's this past year or through your life. And so I'd encourage you, write down a few of those blessings here and thank God for them through the week and look forward to what God is going to be doing. There's something else, though, that we should be doing as we look to the new year, and that is pressing onward. God hasn't finished with us yet. He's got some things to do in our lives and to do with us. And so if we turn over to Philippians chapter 3 and verses 10 through 14, God's got an encouragement for us there. In Philippians chapter 3 and starting in verse 10, it says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not that I've already attained all this, but have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. One thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. God says we need to be pressing on, looking forward to what God's going to be doing in our lives. He's called you to something special this year. Are you looking forward to what God is going to do this year in your life? You might be kind of worried, oh, there's some crazy things going on in this world. I don't know what's going to happen. But we can look forward that God is going to get us through those, even if it's difficult times. God's going to get us through. In verse 10, he starts out by saying that we need to get to know Christ better. And some of the ways we get to know Christ better is through those difficulties where we have to trust him and depend on him. Like this morning, yesterday, I was looking forward to preaching here, except I was looking forward without a voice. And you can hear it's still a little rough. Yesterday, it was almost not there. You know, I was kind of breaking up, kind of like the radio when you can't get it right, you know. You know, that was my voice yesterday. I said, Lord, you're going to have to do this, but I look forward to preaching when I'm that bad, because whenever I can't preach, that's when God's going to take over and do something great. And so I look forward to that. You know, hey, great, God, you've took away my voice. Go for it. Preach it. And so he brought someone else to help preach a little bit too. So, so that was all arranged, but God took care of it. So we want to know the power of his resurrection. God raised Jesus from the dead. He was dead 3 days. Everybody thought, he stinks by now. Don't even open the grave. But he was alive. And so God's power is available to work out his plan in your life, whatever it might be, whether it's something really fun or something scary, God can do it. It might be teaching a Sunday school class or working in the nursery or in junior church. It might be sharing Christ with a neighbor or taking a stand on Christian values. We can fellowship in his suffering when people don't understand what we're doing or why. The interesting thing about suffering, you know, if you share joy, it's twice as much. You know, if you share something happy, that's twice as good. If you share your suffering, it's half as bad. God takes up some of that. And so share your suffering with Christ. He shared it with you. He gave himself for you so that you could have a place with him forever. And he wants to give you the very best. So he suffered in your place, and he's caring for you every day, whether something great is happening and he's giving you the strength to do it, whether it's something difficult and he's carrying you through it. We can give thanks for the blessings and trust him through the difficulties that come our way. That's like sharing Christ around the table or whatever it might be. even the things that we might be worrying about. In verse 13, he says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself to have already taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the mark of the prize of the glory of God in Christ Jesus." He wants us to be thankful for his blessings, but don't dwell on it. You know, we don't want to dwell on our past victories, whatever might have happened that, you know, you could be, "Boy, thank God for that. That was really great." We don't want to dwell on that. We want to look forward. What is he going to do? If we dwell on the past, we're not making any progress. And so he wants us to look forward to what he's going to do. He's not done with us yet. Also, sometimes the past drags us down. Sometimes you look at the past and say, "Why did I do that? I messed up so bad. How could God ever love me or use me in any way?" Well, he says, forget that. Jesus paid for it. He's forgiven you. He's given you life and power and love, and he wants to use you in spite of your failures. So forget the past failures. Forget the past victories as far as, look what I did. But just thank God he's gotten me through that, and he's going to get me on into what he's going to do in the future. Jesus paid the price to forgive us so we can move on. He's got great plans for you in this next year. So get excited about it. Get thrilled that God is going to use you in something great. You're going to see the power of the resurrection as God leads you. Just be ready to follow. Even if it's something scary, like teaching a class and you never did that before, or maybe giving a testimony in church, "I can't do that." Just trust God and let him use you. He can see what's coming when you can't. Anybody here know what's going to happen next year? I don't think so. Nobody here but God. He knows what's happening next year. He's getting you ready. He's preparing you and getting you in the right position. You just follow him, and he'll have you where you need to be so that he can use you and demonstrate his power in your life. So accept the challenges, whatever they might be. Don't worry about it. Just trust him. Philippians 4, verses 6 or 4 through 7, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You know, Satan doesn't like us praising God. You know, as we start thanking God for what he has done and looking forward to what he's going to do, Satan's going to try and throw stuff in your way to get you scared, to get you worried. And he's trying to tempt us. When we look at the news, we see some crazy things going on. And we say, what's going to happen next? He's trying to tempt us to worry. But God can get us through. He's gotten us through everything so far. He can get us through that. So the cure for worry, rejoice. As he says that in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord. Always, again, I say it, rejoice. Praise God for all that he has done and look forward to what he's going to do. God has got some great blessings in store for us. Rejoice in his blessing and care, and there's no need to be anxious. Just pray to God to use those circumstances for his glory. Even if it's something really difficult, he can use those circumstances to demonstrate his power, his resurrection power in you. As you trust him, that he, first of all, that he saved you, that he paid the price for your sins, trust him that he will guide you through life and use whatever comes your way to glorify himself through you. Then you can rest. He says, the peace of God, which transcends understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We can rest in the confidence that God's going to use me. God's going to use you. Whatever he sends your way, he can use it for his glory and to use and to give you the opportunity to serve him and praise him. He's promised that he'd work everything out for the good of those who love him and are called to his glory. So we can thank God for his blessings. Whether it's the stock market going up and down, God can take care of that. Whether it's war in the Middle East or maybe coming here, hey, God can take care of that. If it's a hospital bed that's in your future, God can carry you through that. I remember one time a few years back, I had this swelling in my lymph nodes. And the doctor tried to give me all kinds of medicines for it, and nothing seemed to help. Nothing seemed to get rid of it. And he says, well, it could be cancer. And if it's cancer in your lymph nodes, that could be bad. So he scheduled me for a biopsy. So I went to the hospital and got all set, and they were getting me ready. And I was just sitting there, so what do we do now? What do we do now? And they said, aren't you nervous? No. Why should I be nervous? Well, if this is cancer, it could be really serious. Yeah, but I know where I'm going if I die. And my wife is taken care of, and so why should I be worried? God's going to take care of this. And so it was a blessing to share with those nurses and doctors that I wasn't worried about dying. God's going to take care of it. Another time I was working at McDonald's, and we were robbed. And they got all the crew out in the garbage corral, and they were holding us at gunpoint while one of them went in to get the manager to open the safe for him. Well, I wasn't so nervous about getting robbed, except when the guy holding the gun at my head was going like this. And I'm thinking, would you mind taking the finger off the trigger while you're doing that? But you know what the real thought going through my head was? If this guy kills me, Phyllis is going to be so upset that I got to go first. You know, I wasn't worried about whether he shoots me. I'm ready. But I was worried about Phyllis, because at that point we were just engaged. And so God got us through those things. We don't need to be anxious. We can trust God to get us through it all. Because remember, he's the one that planned the whole thing. He's there in your difficulties as well as your blessings. He's guiding us. It's his resurrection power that's going to carry us through. So we can rest in the confidence, give thanks to God, and then press onward with confidence in God's direction and care. He's going to carry you through. Amen? He's going to get us through. We can move forward with confidence in him, not necessarily self-confidence. I don't have a whole lot of confidence in myself. My abilities are waning, you know, in these later years. You know, my ability to just stand up after sitting down on the floor, I can hardly do that. My mind is kind of wandering sometimes, you know. But I know God's going to carry me through. He can do whatever he wants to do with me. Might not be as much as it used to be, but he can do a few things. And so we can move on with confidence that God is going to carry us through. So the next steps, first of all, make that list. What has God blessed you with? What blessings has he done in this past year? Thank him for those three or four things, or maybe make a bigger list. Maybe get a notebook and write some of those things. But then what about writing some of the challenges? What is God challenging you with this next year? What might you face, and how are you going to face it with God's power and God's strength? And then maybe list some things that you're worried about, maybe some things that might happen. So what if it does? God's going to get you through. He's going to carry you through all of that. And so we can trust him for the blessings he's going to give, for the challenges he's going to give, and maybe even for some of the worries that we can turn over to him. Because it says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, thank him. Present your requests to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you've given us all we need to face tomorrow, to face next year, to face the life that you've given us, however long it may be, whether it's years and years or whether we only have months or even days. Lord, we don't know. That accident last year could have been the end. We could have been gone. But Lord, you gave us another chance. You gave us some more time. We thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in each of our lives. And we pray, Lord, that you will guide us to trust you through it all. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Take a minute right now to think about those next steps, begin that process. I hope you'll take some time throughout the week, but you've probably been thinking about the blessings already, so think about the blessings, think about the challenges just in your own seat right now. I hope you were blessed today. Hope you were encouraged. Thank you, Maven. Thank you, Dad. That was encouraging. That was good. That was good stuff to think about. Now, there are two ways to hear a testimony like what you heard from Maven. One is to think, how come he did that for her? And you think about things he didn't do for you, right? But everybody's story is different. Everybody's story is unique. So you can think about how come he didn't do that for me, or you can think about, oh, what are the things he has done for me because he has. And we're going to wrap this time up with a song called Gratitude. We've sung it before. Hopefully you know it. If you don't, hopefully you learn it and want to sing it. But this is a fitting end to what we've done today. I think it's been a good service, a good blessing to think about these things. And in this song, when we get to the bridge, there's a line that says, you got a lion inside of those lungs. And I just want to, that's kind of weird. Like, we're talking about, I don't have a lion. I'm not possessed. Like, I don't have any animals inside of me. But there's a name for Jesus. He's the Lion of Judah. And if your faith is in him, if you've received salvation through him, if you've received forgiveness of sins and your life is with him, you've got the Spirit of God in you. So you do have a lion inside of you, and that lion wants to give praise to the King of Kings. And so that bridge is just kind of a call. It's kind of self-talk, like, come on, my soul. Like, sometimes we don't feel like it, right? But he's always worthy. So I'm going to encourage you as we sing this song, and I hope you can encourage yourself, come on, my soul. Like, I want to give praise to him because he's worthy. And over the course of this week, you can think about the past. You can think about the future. Think about the reasons we have to give praise to him. So would you rise your feet with me, and let's sing this song, Gratitude.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do. But every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands to praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. But I've nothing. for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Here we go.
I've got one response. I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide,
it's okay, lift your arms.
I will worship you. So I throw up my hands, praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king. For a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
You guys ready? Come on, my soul.
So come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me. Lift up your soul. Got a lion inside of those arms. Get up and praise the Lord. So come on, my soul. Don't you get shy at me. Lift up your song. You got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy of me. Lift up your song, 'cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Now get up and praise the Lord.
One more time.
So come on, my soul, oh, don't you get shy of me. Lift up your song, 'cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Now get up and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I throw up my hand. Praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah.
Lord God, we sing praise to the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb who was slain. The greatest thing we have to give you thanks for is the gift of your Son. God, fill us with gratitude. Remind us over and over of who you are, what you've done for us, and who we are now in Christ. God, we are yours. We are children of the King. We are loved by God. We are warriors on mission. God, you've given us work to do,
meaningful work, and it doesn't involve blood and killing. It involves loving people and leading them towards you, and with lion-like courage, speaking of you, sharing your love, sharing your goodness. God, you are worthy of speaking of. So, God, give courage to our souls. As you've blessed us, God, may we not be ashamed of you. May we be excited about what you've done. Like Maven, as she shared her testimony, God, may we know and be aware of our testimony too. Things you've done, things you chose not to do, because you had a different thing in mind. Our plan isn't always best. God, yours is. Your plan is always best. Convince us of that again over this next year. God, may we trust you more and more. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you for joining me in that. Have a seat for just a minute. We get ready to start 2025. One of the things, and I do have some slides up here for this, actually. I think I got this. So, okay, back. That one. Yeah. See, you're going to remember this now. I did that on purpose. Automatic transition. I don't know. Home groups. Come on, sound guy. Come on. No, that's okay. That's not sound, right? He does really great on sound. But today, Shannon's probably watching. Shannon, we miss you today because she would have taken care of that immediately, but that's okay. We just want her to feel a little tiny bit guilty for being home with her family on the Christmas and New Year's, right? Isn't that terrible? No, it's okay, Shannon. We love you. It's okay. But anyway, guys, a new home group session is starting. Calling all youth. If you want to be in the home group, that's the previous slide. Something went wrong. But anyway, home groups are starting next week. Not this week. Don't show up at somebody's house uninvited this week, okay? If somebody invited you, that's fine. But next week, you can show up uninvited to somebody's house because you're actually invited. There are two sign-up sheets downstairs on the information table if you want to be part of the Monday group, Tuesday group. This is just a time to get together. We talk a little bit more about what we talked about on Sunday. We dig into similar scriptures, maybe the same, maybe something different. But it's a place to come together, talk more about it, talk about how it fleshes out, how it applies to our lives. I mean, you got some real practical stuff to think about from this Sunday, to think about from your own story. That's not going to be hard. But it's a place to get together. It's really a place to get to know each other better. There's new people here. There's a lot of new people at Cornerstone right now. If you really want to get to know them, you meet together in a house. Like, you can meet together in a church. We can be encouraged. We can be blessed. It's good. There's nothing bad about this. This is good. But if you want to really connect with people, you need more than 1 hour on a Sunday morning. So if you want to connect, what's that? Meal nights. We have meal nights. Oh, yeah. And they're good. They're good. So if you want to be part of that, you are invited. You are welcome. We love for you to come. Some of you are involved in other home groups already and other things. That's fine. But downstairs, Mondays, Tuesdays, sign up. Let us know you're coming. If you've been part of home groups for years, sign up anyway so that those who are new are like, oh, yeah, they're going to be there. I want to go to that group because some of you are really cool. Yeah. Some of us are not. It's okay. It's okay. That's Monday. Now, apparently, the Lord wants me to talk about this announcement. Back to this one. We're starting a class for youth. This is middle school and high school. Going to start next week, Sunday morning, because kids love to get up early. We're going to start it at 8 a.m. on Sundays. So we're just going to try this out and see how it works. But 8 o'clock Sunday mornings, all the kids just jumped up and freaked out. Like, yeah, we're up anyway. So 8 o'clock Sunday mornings for the middle school and high school. There's also talk about an upper elementary class. So we haven't decided. We're kind of gauging whether there's interest in that. We might start something for like the third through fifth grade as well. So if you are third to fifth grade or you have any kids who are third to fifth grade, please storm the stage at the end of this and let me know that you're interested. Let us know somehow one way or another. But we may start a second class also on Sunday morning. So if the parents come, bring their kids. That's a chance for you to connect with each other. We're not going to have a class for the adults. There's going to be coffee for the adults. And downstairs, there's places to hang out. And you're welcome to be part of that and get to know other parents and other folks who are here. So those are the two kind of big ones. If you're new at Cornerstone, we have a connection card attached to the program that someone kindly handed you as you came in. This is a way for us to get to know you. If we don't know you yet, put your name on here. If you have things to pray about, even if you've been coming here for years, you got prayer requests, we got a prayer team who will pray for those things, and they do pray for those things. So they'll ask me, like, you sent a prayer request out, but I don't know what's happening. Give me an update already. So people are praying. So if you got a prayer request, people will pray for it. Put that in the offering box in the back. If you want to give money, that's fine. But if you want to give prayer requests or give us your contact information, that's good too. So the box is in the back, and put that in there, and we can connect in that way. So every Sunday, there's snacks downstairs. You're welcome to go downstairs, hang out as long as you want. We can hang out upstairs for another like 20, 25 minutes until church number two comes in, which church number two is actually church number one because it's their church. We just get to borrow it. So we do want to give them their space, but they'll be coming in about 20, 25 minutes. And so that's about it. If you're new to Cornerstone, there's a table full of food in the back. That's just a free table. The pastor at the other church, he'll go to the food bank and just really cheap buy up a bunch of stuff. It's for anybody who wants it, anybody who could use it. If you ever want to add to the table, you can, but it's really, that's not an expectation. If the kids see candy up there and the parents are okay with it, like, that's okay too. But that's just there. That's just free. So I hope you guys, we are finishing out the year, all right? It's been a good year, right? God has been faithful. He's going to be faithful over this next year too. We can be confident in that. So you guys have a great day. Have a happy new year. We'll see you next week.